I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
Yeah, we'll just do it simple. 10 of the 20 goblins, and then there's the three.
I did do that earlier in the session.
And they don't believe it. All right, so 13 of 23 goblins do not believe the pit. And so what you see is a huge pit opens up to the ground, and they run across it as if on solid ground.
How many of them?
However, you see another 10 goblins that were basically over top of the pit or had just like almost reached you when the pit appeared, and they fall backwards into the pit, and they fall spiraling down 10 feet onto spikes and are impaled and die.
Does he get...
So roughly 10 of them fall down into the pit and die, and another 13 charge across the pit, ignoring it.
Does he get a point of insanity for this?
Okay. Are any of the goblins within range? I can just start killing them.
They are getting there now.
How many fell into the pit?
10.
OP. Out of how many?
The spell's OP.
Out of how many?
23.
That's okay. Pretty good.
The spell's way OP.
Against, it's like sleep against the little guys, but if they were... more powerful, it'd be more obvious.
I'd be using improvement as a voice.
There you go. Alright. Anyway,
wouldn't have led with caltrops.
Actually the caltrops were a lot better because he actually scattered real caltrops with his illusionary caltrops. The big pit spiked opening up in the middle of the forest, all of a sudden surprise. Everyone got an automatic save.
Just take it and smack the ground.
Alright, as the pit opens up I go.
Noise. Yeah. Okay,
are they gonna minus one to their save?
Four.
Oh yeah, I rolled a natural one, by the way. Save.
You're on the save. That's right.
I go on three.
Crank on that. Okay, then three, and you're basically going to go away and switch to weapons.
I don't get two attacks because I got 10, right?
No, has to be 11.
I need a save.
I'm on three.
Okay. So in three, those that are charging over the pit are meeting the front line. And let's see how they line up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're only going to hit the middle two. They're going to hit the pathway and stay away from the outside two. Yeah, she did miss a fire.
Yeah.
So there are six. So you get two that are on you. Now, that doesn't mean you can't.
Really
you still can get your full
three
attacks. But you would just be attacking one that's not on you.
Okay.
Find a small
Now, only your first attack will go before they get to attack, because they'll get to attack, and then you'll get your other two.
Do they have more than 7 health? Do I need a roll for damage?
You should stay on the
They
horse.
Can have more than 7 health, so I'm not going to tell you how many health they have.
Okay.
They look like vibrant little nasty green creatures that would gut you in your sleep, given the opportunity.
I even, dangled it up right here.
First roll attack!
I was just like,
cut me in my...
You were dangling something.
They're making raspy battle cry noises.
Okay, so first one.
Yes, first one on you. Roll it.
Okay, what did you take that?
17.
That's it. Okay, the damage?
So you're messing with things up.
6 plus 6 is 12.
Okay, he's dead. You cleaved him, halfway through his torso.
Good.
Okay?
I'm pretty much done.
The other one attacks you with a spear.
Missed.
And missed.
Ow. All
right, then you can take the second attack.
All right. Leave.
Did you roll a one?
Yeah.
You rock. Forever will be known
100 experience.
You're the Uno role player.
If okay. only.
Yeah, he doesn't get 100 experience in this game.
Will Wheaton.
All right, you missed. Which means you can attack him again.
I rolled a 9 that time.
And he missed you also. You might have still hit him. What's your... Attack one bonus.
17. Plus 4 here for some reason.
Well, let's see. You got strength is plus 2.
One.
And then you got...
How my strength is plus 2 for Mesia?
To hit?
Do you ever play Final Fantasy?
Yeah, but it's... It could be 1800 to get plus 3, I think.
Oh. You also have...
Let's say right after your strength. Plus 1.
Hit probability is plus 1.
Okay, so plus 1 for that, and plus 3 for specialization makes plus 4.
Okay.
All right, so you rolled a what on the dice? So 13. Your backhoe is a third level?
17.
So you get AC 4, which means you hit.
Okay.
Or AC 5.
Dude. So they're doing the pre-release tournament.
7 damage.
Checking out the names later this month.
Okay. And you kill him also.
Minimum damage. Huh?
And one of the cards coming out.
Was he already injured?
Yes, he was.
Oh, okay.
From the country. Yeah. Okay, and... Mark. Ka-cha!
Do you play in it, like, with your deck?
Mark kills one goblin.
You go there, you pay to play in the tournament, and you get...
Gnome biters.
Cut down tire to Mark.
Starter.
Miss completely.
Four.
Hit twice.
How many have you killed?
I think it's four boosters.
That's all it's coming
up. Yeah, Bezor took them all out.
Sleeping
goblins
don't
count. Sleeping goblins don't
count. That's sad.
What?
Sleeping goblins don't count.
That's racist.
Yeah, that's stupid. Stop!
What day is that?
Totally roll out my dice out my
door. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7 goblins on the front line. 7 of the 13 that made it over died.
I think
there were more wounds
yeah.
inflicted on the...
He usually wins in the kill count.
He's so good at low levels.
Okay, the gnome furthest left on the line dropped.
No!
Billy!
No!
Bob! The guy
was Bolt. Bolt the gnome. Dropped.
I hope it was Bob. It was the guy that did something what? With his
was
foot.
Was his first name Usain?
No, his whole name was Bolt. He doesn't.
Not Usain
name.
Bolt.
No.
Wow.
All right. You have your weapons out.
It's like
I go on 3. Shinky shank something.
Power. You have your weapons out in 3. Are you drawing your weapons? And then you could attack at the end of the round, but there's no one right there to attack, I don't think. Actually, there could be, because this whole party, this whole pack right here is charging.
Would they know I'm there?
Doesn't it just have to be a card of the same
so they wouldn't necessarily target you. I'll give them a chance.
Any card named Cecil.
Nope.
Sneak attack!
4 or 5 Cecils.
So, so there was 8 of them. Actually, some are going to wrap on the line here because not enough of them actually made it in here. So 4 will go this way on the end of the line. That'll be kind of ugly. And then 4 are going to charge through here. 1's going to go after Janny.
Janny!
No! 1's going to go after Bezor. And the other 2 will go after the archers so far.
Hmm.
So
can I attempt to sneak attack the one going after Janny?
So you want to basically like, charge up and get him. No, we're at the very end of that round.
Get him on unawares.
Okay, so roll a second initiative.
If I
and see whether you can hit him before he gets to hurt.
3.
Okay, so you will be basically on him just exactly as he gets to her, but you won't be able to stop him from hitting her. But he missed anyway, so.
Will I get my sneak attack?
Yeah. Much as you don't need it on a goblin.
I don't care. Overkill is hilarious.
Okay, so a goblin is charging up to you, and you're like quickly trying to switch to your staff to defend yourself, but you see him charging up behind the goblin.
So I'm probably going to, like...
Shadow
in
the darkness.
So she turns and runs this way. The goblin is pursuing her. Fortunately, goblins are slower than humans, so you can catch him.
I'll rumble.
Okay.
Cool.
In play.
And then
I think he's dead.
Yeah, he's gonna be way over dead. But you guys will roll and see how much damage you do.
So I have a hand axe and a dagger. Dagger's a
d4. He does 24 damage.
D6.
And then sneak attack.
And you add your strength if you have it, which would be +2 for each weapon. And then you multiply it by 2.
Okay.
Right? Because you have +2 backstab right now.
So you add the 2 and then multiply?
Yep.
Okay.
So 9, 11, 22. So you now have the glorious honor of doing the most damage to a single goblin.
Woo! Hear that? 22 damage to a goblin.
You don't see it, but you hear a nasty Kerchunk and goblin parts spewing behind you.
Like the highest you could have done is 24.
You didn't see it actually happen, but you realize he decimated the goblin that was coming.
Literally, just like cut downwards, like you cut downwards like this, and broke.
So you moved away about 20 feet. You look back down, see the goblin dead on the ground, and you're not under any threat again. But you're in the middle. You're back in the middle of the road.
Got back.
He just came down like this and cut off both his arms. It's like.
And now I have used my kind of fancy dagger a third time.
Okay, it's my third time using my
Okay. So that we have goblins engaging the gnomes here.
Using my fancy dagger.
Probably used all three of them. Same combat.
Because
I used it in the goblins that time.
Gabyrinth.
Actually, I don't remember. I used it first time. But I don't remember.
Seven cost.
So. On the end of the line to your far right, there are four goblins that came around the caltrops and came into the end of the line there. And there was the gnome that had been unengaged there, and he turns and faces them. They all missed him, and he killed three of them.
Nice.
Gnome's a beast. Wait, what is he wielding?
He has a short sword shield.
What are you talking about?
How did he kill three of them?
He's a third level fighter.
He's better in melee combat.
He's going to level up after this, too. So.
They got one.
Fighters are monstrous.
Fighters get one attack per level and fighting one hit dice per
Fighters are monstrous in melee. If you want to be monstrous in melee, you should have been a fighter cleric.
Yeah, no, you guys talking well. I wouldn't mind.
The gnome on the end of the line. Okay?
Fighter cleric actually really cool.
No one is going to protect Basil.
Bazor can handle himself.
No one wants to be near Bazor.
The gnome charges up, or the goblin charges up to you, spear in hand.
Eric!
And you're going like this. Okay? The pit disappears. As the goblin attacks you.
Unless come on, I don't want to cast another spell to do that again.
You have plenty of bits of food.
The goblins that were spiked to death inside the pit.
They're laying on the ground dead.
Oh. Any wounds on them?
Okay. What is your AC?
7.
Does that leave any wounds on him still, or?
I swear.
You hit exactly.
It's going to be like, punch the goblin in the face.
Yes, it does leave wounds.
Pull Eric
six points down.
Cut him into wounds.
Oh, jeez.
Maximum.
Well, there goes a third of his health.
No, he just stuck him for maximum damage.
He's like, my friends!
That'll teach you to kill 30 of my friends. I get 6 points of damage on you. Ha! Ah.
He just stuck you through the shoulder.
Okay.
I'm waiting for 20...
And that ends the round, unless I'm missing anybody. Did I miss anybody? Okay, we're good. Initiative!
How long does it take to draw Eric?
3, 4.
Yeah, let's say low weapon speed, so you can draw him and use him at the end of the round.
Blast! He's probably going to go fast. No, 7. Actually, that's pretty dangerous. No, how quickly...
6.
How long does it take to cast Chromatic Orb?
1 segment.
What does that even do?
Does damage.
Depends on the,
kind of
the gem I use. It costs me 50 gold pieces every time, but that's alright.
Worth it.
I thought you keep the gem.
How many does it hit?
I don't think so either.
As long as you believe that, silver in your hand is
it's
cool.
Only up to your level, remember. So you're what level? Third? Fourth?
Fourth.
You're
yeah.
Fourth. So
I can do clear
red
and red.
Poke challenge.
Okay. White and red.
Poke challenge.
Which is red is fire, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
D4 fire damage plus something else.
What are you doing?
Point finger.
How long
you hurt it.
How long does improved phantasmal force take you guys?
That looks like it hurts.
Just a little bit.
3 segments?
3 segments?
Two segments.
I don't know if I should do that.
Why? What is that?
That's the risk. That's part of being a spellcaster. You got a little pokey goblin right in front of you. You might just be just as well to kill it with your melee weapon.
Yeah.
Of course, if you start swinging, that could get ugly, but if you don't start swinging, it could get ugly.
I'll go for it with
it. Okay. It's only one goblin, and no one else is around you.
Thumbs are steel.
I'm around me.
That's you. That's
I'm around.
So if you hit somebody else, it'll be you. All right. So everyone roll initiative if you have not done so already.
Better.
Missile fire initiative.
Jenny, did you roll initiative?
6. What?
Dun-dun.
Autumn.
Ooh,
did you roll
shots.
For your initiative?
There you go.
1 down.
It took that like 10 minutes ago.
What, this?
Yes, ma'am.
I think I could roll over on, like that. I could probably roll over on 9.
It took that like 10 minutes ago.
Ish.
Yeah.
It's not.
Although that doesn't give us much time. It's 9 now. Yeah, so we'll be done.
Wait, your thumbs are like steel?
9:30 to 9:45? You can jog.
Whoa!
Start jogging now, you probably get there by 9:30.
Give me my stuff.
I took that off 10
minutes ago.
I did.
I got 7.
It was a 9.
Very good.
Okay.
9.
So, 9,
Oh, wait, is this melee?
Missile fire.
Okay.
Missile fire nines. Wait, does any PCs have missile fire? I don't have to do that if not, no, but nobody's missile fire.
Autumn, right?
Yeah, so she's in a seven. So let's see, nobody beat that. So, all right, so here's what you got for targets. Behind you to the right, there is one goblin that is fighting a gnome. Autumn, you listening? Behind you to your right is one goblin that's fighting a gnome. Okay? Now, if you fire at him and you miss, you could hit the gnome. So be aware of that. Otherwise, he's a legitimate target. Out to the right, some distance, so still short range, but coming around is more goblins. And then up in front of the front line, and you can fire over their heads, is more goblins.
Could I use my staff on the one that's attacking the gnome?
Yes. You wouldn't be able to actually attack until the end of the round, but you could use that. So you want to switch to your staff now, is what you're saying. Tuck the swing in your belt. Tuck the sling
Tommy,
in your belt.
Tommy, did you take my HP card?
Okay. No problem.
Did you take my HP card?
Because I dropped it when you hit me.
Fairly effective gnome fire.
Yay, gnome fire.
Give me back my 34 hit points. Give me back my almost double Aaron's hit points. Max hit points.
Okay, in the middle, coming toward the front line, there's still roughly 20 to 30 goblins.
Yay!
So you'll have plenty of opportunity to hack here shortly. Okay? And there's far less missile fire than there was before. However, the goblin missile fire troops do still fire.
How do you have 34 hit points at level 4?
And they can fire at the front line because there's very few goblins alive on the front line. So they will fire at the front line.
That doesn't sound right.
What?
Getting hit points from both classes?
Well, he does, but they're averaged.
Oh. Okay. He also has that retraining his hit points feat, don't
he? No, he doesn't have retraining.
What's it called? Learn from experience?
No, he doesn't have that.
Oh, I thought you did.
What's learn from experience?
Somebody did, but...
How's he
Daquan had
it.
What's learn from experience?
That's a lot.
I rolled really good.
You need to re-roll your
what's
hit
your
points every level that you go up. So like,
I think I get a D6 from...
It's a D6 from Thief and a D8.
Cleric.
Or no.
D4
yeah,
and D8.
Yeah, D8 for Cleric. And then he gets combos. So you got 8 from combos.
His combos should be a negative.
Is that
9? He's
con?
A 9 con.
Oh, so he doesn't have a combo.
Does he get a negative? No.
No.
No. You don't get a negative until 7.
So what happens? One. So how does...
Right, anyway, we
so
do this right
work?
Now.
Does he get, like, D8 and D6 divided by 2?
Yep.
Yes.
Is that how we've been doing it? That doesn't seem plausible to me.
Well, the highest average is 7.
Yeah, it's not important right now.
Well, we'll fix it. We'll check it before after the session. All right. Anyway.
7 times 6.
So no, the first gnome, oh, he was already gone, so we're going to put in. That means all these shots have to go down the line because he was already dead.
I'm going to use your charger.
Hmm?
My charger.
Yes, you may use my charger.
Thank you.
This is Mark.
I rolled really good on my HP.
I mean, yeah, but if it's not possible, then we still have to figure out what happened, where the mistake was. So we'll fix it if it is.
It's okay. Definitely possible.
I think maybe you started with a D6 and a D8 and then was doing your and then we're doing the average on the
mass. Well, I know that first we started the character first level and we gave him maximum first level hit points.
Well, that'd be, that. So be seven. If it's averaging, that's 7. And then he's leveled up 3 times. Level 2, level 3, level 4.
Yeah, 7 times 4.
7, 14,
is
21.
28. That's the most possible.
Mm. He's 34.
I was probably doing wrong.
May happen when he's like leveled up for one, but didn't level
yeah,
for the other, and added them both.
Yeah, we did. Made a mistake. I helped him do it, so if there was a mistake, it was my fault.
Okay, we'll blame you.
Welcome to do that. Okay. Anyway, Jake is number 4 on the line. 1, 2, 3, 4 shots on you.
I don't like this candle.
Missed, and
this smells good.
Let me see.
Hit. Pair of hits. 7 points total.
We're still in missile fire?
Yep, finishing up the goblin missile fire right now. Gnome number 6. Missed. And that's it.
Fair chance about.
Okay, second missile fire group.
Fight. throw.
To
starting to do it, guys. How much damage do you have on you? Well, how much do you have left? Is better
set. Mark. A couple of mark this time.
That's above my max.
Uh-oh.
Just below my max.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Mark is down.
No, oh, Mark. Mark.
Already?
Yep.
You got
it's first level barbarian. He has to level up.
He's only first level. He didn't believe the pit.
That's why.
He didn't believe in the power of the pit.
Doesn't it need like 10,000 experience to level up to second, though?
Six.
That's a lot.
The second group, none of them fired at Jake.
Yeah, I needed 9,000 for level four.
That lucky.
For four? I need 10 for five.
I need
the one wearing plate.
For five. I need 9,000 before I learned it.
Instead of Mark, who is now down.
The goblin to your, or the goblin, the gnome to your right too. Goes down.
Fight no! Me. Stop exploding, you cowards!
That's exactly what phase two is.
You're like the being hailed with arrows. They're just.
The heroic gnome on the end of the line, which is actually engaged by one gnome.
I play goalie.
Oh, there's
on the save.
Yes.
Make sure he gets the ball to his fiance.
But he doesn't go down.
Be like the parody of elf.
I need that shirt.
Who?
As a goalie.
Yeah.
Be like the parody of era.
Okay, I gotta hurry, because Owen's gonna turn into a pumpkin on us. Okay.
Yes, look, she's squashing as we speak.
Yeah. She's already started the transformation from the top up.
Very funny. Okay. All right, melee 9.
Halfway down.
No.
8.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, I'm 9. Yeah. We're both 9.
Okay, Brunson first. 9.
Where's a large concentration of goblins?
They are going to be, this round they're going to be stacking up at the front line. There's roughly 20 of them coming against 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 remaining on the front line.
Do so that's probably the most dangerous area being overrun. Her hair is
hard. Yes, although... The only person between you and the ones coming around the end are Theon, and there's 5 or 6 coming from that way as well.
What?
Do what Brunson does.
You're a really bad joke.
No, this is the new.
Oh, new release. Really do what Brunson does best.
Can I see the map? Can you just hold it up, please? Where am I at? I'm on the left there, right? Can I cast sleep at the and front group around. And then run to the right so I'm away from the,
yes.
The group there?
That was an option.
Okay.
You're like
what's in the middle there? What's that big blobby thing?
Somebody was there and it got moved.
There's like, no cover in the middle of the road. Nope. No wagon, wagons or anything.
Nope. The horses are back there.
What's on the right? Is there goblins on the right attacking?
Yes, they're coming from this way and this way.
Okay.
On the right is there lots of people that are intercepted?
No, not lots. Not anymore. Dearmund is in here, but I didn't draw. Dearmund is about right here.
Chinking people.
Just killed a goblin in the middle.
Okay. I guess
there are 3 gnomes back here, and they only have 1 goblin left, so shortly they'll be free to...
Okay, I guess I'll probably end up staying where I'm at, because I don't want to be in bowfire either.
Okay.
So
you're like perfect cowardly wizard.
I'll cast sleep on the ones in the front, and hopefully some of those gnomes can come and assist us. Then.
Okay. All right, so it's 1 segment. Starts 9, goes off in 8. What's Theon's action?
9.
Okay, so are you going to confront the goblins that are coming this way? There are 6 on the ground asleep. However, there's 5 or 6 more that are coming around.
Okay.
They were coming around the Caltrops, but the Caltrops are gone.
How many... Like, is there any close sort of people who can do decent damage to sleeping goblins?
Yes, you.
There's the 2 gnomes, Dieter. That's it.
We can kill them later. Deal with the wake ones first.
How long do they sleep?
Long enough.
I would know, right? So I've seen them cast a spell multiple times.
Well, yeah, several minutes at least.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll rush up and confront those.
Form a fierce cleric thief line. Okay?
The line is 1 person. It's not a cleric and a thief. It's just a cleric.
Yeah, just 1 person up. It's a fierce dot.
A fierce dot.
Okay.
A fierce diminutive dot.
Confusion.
You encounter them and you have initiative, so you may roll both your attacks. Separate goblins again?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I didn't make you roll a seven.
Okay, one's an 8 and one is a 7.
Sounds crappy.
Four. Including
eight
bonuses?
Is seven. Or six.
Well, he doesn't know the bonuses of his weapon.
It's 8 and 7.
So let's just check the 8, make sure. It's probably a mess, but...
8's the short sword.
Any bonuses to hit?
No. Short no, the 6 is the short sword.
Thaco, 18. And it was the plus 2.
It's a miss.
Ugh.
And the dagger is a miss as well. So both missed. But you present a bold target. All right. And
luckily, you have lots of mystery hit points.
Yeah. I'll let it go for the moment in case you get help from somewhere. Otherwise, they'll be wailing on you or trying to. Okay.
Hermes has blessed me with about
melee 8.
Probably about 10.
Yes, my spell goes off.
Spell goes off. So you're targeting in front of the front line, just trying to get as many as you can, basically.
Starting on this end, going that way. So, you know what I mean? Like, I want this side of the line to
stab
be bugs. Affected, and then as far as it reaches
out. Your end, basically. Okay.
So I'm not centering it in the line. I'm centering it so it hits this end of the line and then goes this way.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
4!
I'm being assaulted.
1!
How am I there?
Okay, that's average.
What is
so far.
In your
1! Ugh. 6.
Give my dice back.
2,
he's giving
my 8. Dice back.
Okay. Well, the good news is it hit 8, and all 8 fall asleep, because that's how many were in the area of effect.
Gotcha.
So, you took out 8.
Arden, stop putting your hand in between my hands.
Okay. 8 more goblins go down from another sleep spell.
Yay.
Like the ones that were fighting me?
Over here.
So we're headed toward the center of the line, so it still leaves a dozen plus those that remain.
And thus completes my sleep spell capabilities.
No, Brunson's one
highly
useful
effective.
Thing.
Okay.
The sleepy dude.
That was 8.
I could cast a nap on you.
I really need to find
7.
It's a little nappy out here, don't you?
6.
Think?
Your hair looks a little nappy, don't you think?
It's Aaron. We
should have 6.
Okay, that. The gnome goblin fight in the back, they basically all missed each other. Oh, wait, the guy in the back. It's a shot from a bow.
Yeah, actually, confusion. They go all fight each other. Goblin fight club.
Confusion's like a 4th level spell. Hmm? 4th level spell.
You're level 4?
Confusion.
4th or 5th level spell.
Okay. You're level 4.
And then?
Just make them all, like, really drunk.
There's 6s.
I have
you have one little ring of hair.
And invisibility memorized. Chromatic orb and phantom armor and chain cell. What? I don't know. I was just saying what I had.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
I got a ton of spells.
Is there something on my head?
No, it's just your hair was sticking up a bit.
There was like one little ring of hair that
okay.
was stuck up.
And Ron and 6, a knight in field plate armor charges past you on your left.
My full
he has a long sword in his right hand and
no, my phone has more
some,
than yours, no,
a wand or stick or something in his left hand.
I don't know.
And he's charging at the goblin.
Ah!
Okay.
I feel like you know who it is.
Wait, what happened?
Don't know, I'm guessing. I don't
know. Paying attention.
Okay.
A wizard with a staff.
Could be any further from the possibilities. Yeah. Okay. All right, so okay, he'll arrive in 4.
It was a nice
so.
Try, but you failed. That's
what, all right, that's and then we go to, we're initiative 6. 5.
Hey, that's me, I'm 6.
Okay, see, when I said 6, like a few minutes ago, you could have said, hey, that's my initiative. Okay, so in 6, your goblin has not acted yet, he's in your face. However, you're drawing Eric to attack him?
Oh, no, I want to chromatic orb him, because...
Okay, you decided to chromatic orb him?
That seems the most effective.
If it's a ranged spell at melee, you're going to get, like, a negative.
No, there's no negative, but he does. If he misses his missile fire attack, it will do nothing.
So I gotta wait till everybody's turn.
For...
To attack with your staff.
If this doesn't work, I'm just going
to
punch him.
You said to push
what
my
was
staff.
Your initiative?
Blasting.
It was 8, but you said I have to wait
until
everybody else goes.
Right, the end. Which are only, we're
only
at initiative 4 it. Now, so we're almost there now.
4 eats me.
And they failed to kill him, so you'll get the good opportunity to save the gnomes from the goblin here shortly. Okay, so anyway.
Many goblins.
The casting chromatic orb, the casting kind is one segment, beginning in
Six.
So it goes off in five. Okay, so it goes off in five. We have no other sixes, then we go to five.
Right? Yes.
So you're going to throw the chromatic orb at the goblin, which is immediately in front of you. It's considered short range.
I use my very expensive
You are considered to be proficient.
Sweet.
And you may roll to hit.
I'm proficient at something.
Is that what...
Five.
Okay. You go... summon an orb of energy into your hand, and you go... Phew! Right past his head.
Why did I aim at his head?
Oh. you're aiming at his torso, which is bad aim.
That's like going like
you should have used Eric.
He partially fell into your pit for a second, and as he was starting to disbelieve it, and then he came back up after...
Whoa! His leg gets stuck in the ground. He's like, ah!
Okay. We're in five. Any other fives?
So close.
I take up a boxing stance.
In four. I have goblins hitting the line in four.
I just used Eric.
So,
the only thing I'm good at.
Do I need to roll two more initiatives?
Yeah, you will now because they're going before you.
I rolled a six and a four plus one each.
Okay. So you're attacking three different ones. I'll see how many's on you in just 1 second.
Okay.
Check out Prince Albert and the Yellow Dragon on Kindle Readers.
See if you have three or you'll have to help somebody else to get the third one or whatever. Okay. The second gnome on the far left of the line next to Cassette goes down.
No! Cassette's still up, right?
Correct. She's actually, Cassette is unwounded. She has not yet been hit at all.
She must have been standing in a pretty good spot.
Well, she's been attacking and being attacked. She just hasn't been hit.
Yeah, all the goblins that believe the pit were over there.
Okay.
All
set.
They're just like all in a line. They're just like, oop.
One guy. Oh, there you go. Broke her luck. She got hit.
The jinxster, Josh.
Yes!
Hey, Mark is down.
Jake the Jinxer.
Mark is down. Not good.
As he went down in the last round.
Really,
hey,
Jake.
Dude needs to take his armor off.
Okay. And his AC would be like 8.
Oh,
okay.
I thought he had...
He doesn't have a good dex bonus.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I forgot about that too when I first said it. I was thinking it would be better, but his dex bonus is not that good.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
Okay, so there are three goblins on you.
Okay.
Okay, and so you can attack one of them before anything happens. Then how many ever remain will attack you, and then you can take the other two attacks.
Okay.
Wait, well, I thought it was only... So
15.
That's just being a barbarian? Or
so yes. We could use a shield?
A plus okay. 4.
Does a shield count as armor?
That's it.
Oh, that's your AC.
That's your damage.
If it doesn't, you get a... Like,
he's unwounded.
9. 12. A shield and
dead.
No armor.
Okay.
Second attack.
No, hold on there. Returning fire. One hit.
Yeah, I mean like negative 9.
In case they take
yeah.
5 points.
Yeah.
Ooh. It hurt.
Wow.
And then a ring of protection. And
below half. Or no, I'm at half.
Right.
Here, Mark, wear this ring. It's pretty.
Okay.
Okay, rolling my attack. 12.
I look pretty.
Is it?
Oh, well.
14 damage.
Down.
I have a ring of protection.
Don't worry.
Is that the second one?
When he hit me
one.
Exactly.
Okay, two down, got one left.
Because I have a ring of protection.
This is three, right?
This is actually
6. I'm 11.
You should probably account for it on your AC.
Okay. And
what's your dexterity? Minus 2?
14 again.
And down. Okay, all three goblins on you are decimated. Which means you're good. That means that bowman can shoot you again. They seem to be having much better luck. The guy's
three,
in front
right?
of melee. I think he's only hit once in melee so far. Okay, this was in
That's
four.
6 damage
okay.
I shouldn't have taken.
Okay, any other 4s?
I go in 3.
Alright.
So frustrating.
There.
And then...
Okay, 4, he's arriving there. We'll do him in a minute. We'll let you go first. All right. So, Diarmund in 4.
3.
How many 3?
How many goblins have you killed so far?
All right. So,
capacity.
15,380
myself. You took out 30 by yourself. Let's see. There were like what 70.
But now that there's one next to me, I'm struggling.
Okay. On the side where on the left side, which would be back into your left.
Okay.
It's kind of ahead and to your right until you act. To Janny's left, straight in front of Theon, so you see what happens. You see the field plate clad knight charge into the mass of goblins, and he cuts one goblin cleanly in half at the waist.
Sweet, he's on that.
Takes a quarter of the head off of another goblin, and then shoots a third goblin in the face with a pistol.
Wait, what?
Oh. It says black powder weapon, so it was. And the goblin's face was.
Dang, okay. This guy's good.
I need to learn from this
is
man.
Is that on the left side with Theon?
That was right, yeah, by you.
I need to borrow that pistol.
Wait, this is behind me so I don't see them.
No, you hear the shot, okay. Though.
You're going to need multiple pistols so that if one blows up in your face, you don't have another one.
Dan, would I be able to, since I went 9 cast spell, went innate, would I be able to draw that dagger instead?
Like toward the end of the round or whatever, sometime in there, get the dagger out, have it ready for next round, sure.
Would I still be able to cast a spell with that in my hand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Have to have a
this guy has skills that you want, Arden.
Okay. Now we're in 3.
Is there any way I can see you sneak a goblin?
Almost there. You got one back here.
Zanny's
switching to her staff and eyeing attacking him. Right. You've got the ones that are coming around here that will reach the end of the round. So one of them probably head toward you. They may head back to the gnomes. They may wrap
around. What about
on
the ones that are on top of me?
This way. There's still 2 left.
They're on the other side than me.
On the other side, yep.
I'm going to go out the same one Zanny is. Brother and sister duo.
Okay.
Wait, so they're not attacking me this round?
They will at the end. Mm-hmm. I held to see if you would get help. You got help, and so now only 2 will remain to attack you. And one of them probably attacked the knight.
Axe and dagger. Right, or do I get to one time?
Yes.
Axe and dagger. Le Shank.
Sneak attack.
I probably should have clarified which is which. 14 and a 6 plus 1 on dex. So 15 and a 7.
15 is a hit. The 7, get a bonus for flanking. 9 is a miss.
Okay.
Look at this.
1 hit, 1 miss. We'll say that axe is the hit.
Okay, I was going to go even on. Okay, so plus 2 on damage. So 5.
Okay. He's still there because he was unwounded. So Janny will have to get the Lady Serenity finish blow, probably, if somebody does.
The Quothunk.
Yep. Okay.
They have more than 5 health.
They, yeah.
I sorry. Just learned that.
Is it more than 6 health?
Okay, and
he got Lashanked.
End of the round. We're gonna do a 1 on Theon.
Axis smack
and
hit Lashank.
What's it roll?
Enough to hit.
What's his?
He hit, son.
Well,
I'll run the game. Okay.
What did he shoot?
6 points of damage.
He already said earlier. It's like a 16 tackle.
They have a 16 tackle. He rolled a 15, so he had AC 1.
It was at least 5 days because the next Thursday after that was the 26th one.
Your DM says that he hit.
If I rolled a 1 and say he hit, he hit. That's the way it works, actually.
He gets a bonus.
Don't argue with the
DM. He doesn't even need to roll the die. He can just say
this guy, he hit. He missed. He hit. He missed.
Don't argue with the DM.
I'm allowing randomness, but. Okay, and the other one tries to hit the knight.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about it too. I saw him just in.
And what happens is he steps up, he thrusts his spear at the knight's chest. There's a cold thunk, and the knight appears undamaged, but then in a shimmering of energy, the armor disappears, and you see Vinter standing there.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet!
That's what I thought.
You couldn't do that.
I probably could.
Well, he lost his spell, though, now, so. Okay.
If I would have seen it, I would have been like, how's this guy's sword skills? Can I learn from
him? Did I see it?
No. Because you're biting the goblin right in your face. So.
That's awesome.
You're going to be like, dude, did you see what Vinter did? Oh, it's so awesome.
He's the true sculptor of reality.
You're going to be like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I can't tell you.
I forgot.
Okay, Janny.
And you wouldn't believe it.
Dearmond ran over and attacked the guy. He hit him once, but he didn't kill him.
Dearmond. D-E-R-M-I-N-D.
That's why I say it is. I'm in the character.
Yep. So he's still there, so you can go over and finish him.
I'm going to do that.
Although, also coming, because you're talking about going here and helping this gnome, there are guys coming from this way, like right now, if you wanted to try to cut them off or do something else instead. Do you have any druid magic?
Yeah.
Did we roll initiative again?
Not yet. She's at the end of the roll.
I still smurf.
Smurf.
I still produce frame, warp wood, entangle.
You can do warp wood on the guys that are charging because there's 3 of them. You could do warp wood like on all their spears,
all right.
Which would stop that attack, and then you can still finish this guy off.
They'd have to punch us.
Okay. So she comes charging up, and with her left hand, she goes, and you see all their spears basically warp like, look like bent pretzel rods, pieces of pretzels, and they all are like, they throw them down, and they're drawing short swords, but they won't attack this round. And so then, you may roll the hit.
All right. D20.
Yep.
Add your dex.
And you get a plus two because of your...
Or your strength. Ranking. Depending on... Quarter size strength, right?
Yeah. But she doesn't get a strength.
Yeah, she's a little girl.
She's just a little girl.
She's just a little girl.
18.
Hit. D6.
She's going to be a really, really strong little girl later.
She's going to get the kill.
Five.
Do you not know how to roll dice on the table or what? What is it?
No, I don't know how to roll.
She's the new gamer.
Okay. She's killed him.
She's a new gamer.
Or knocked him down dead, and knocked him unconscious anyway. Alright. So there are those gnomes are not engaged. These gnomes are not engaged. Jenny and Dierman did there. Those goblins are switching to short sword. The front line is engaged. I forgot to roll the rest of the front line attacks on the down here and stuff.
When did they put the sleepers?
Are you rolling initiative again?
No. He did eight, like, over here.
Oh, okay, over there, okay.
Now, hold on a second. I forgot to roll these attacks real quick. I'll finish it.
I shall roll my initiative.
Okay, the gnome second from the right goes down.
No!
So on the front line, you only have Cassette, Cassette, Jake, and one gnome. That's all that's left on the front line. And there are... 10 going on 20 goblins there. You're starting to get ugly. The good news is morale is probably starting to wane because you've killed over half of them. So the bad news is they're engaged, so they might just get out. Okay?
If only we had a healer to get some of our guys out.
All right, and now you have five unoccupied gnome missile
fire troops. If only we had a healer to get some of our guys up.
I haven't brain any care, right? Why not?
It's the path of what you do.
Okay, so the three gnomes that were on the right side that lost their spears to Janny, the bowman just killed them.
Goblins.
That's what I meant, goblins, thank you. The three goblins that were on the right while they were switching weapons all died. All right. So that was a highly effective use. That's probably the most effective use of warp wood other than opening a door I've ever seen. Okay?
Note to self.
We are doing initiative, by the way.
Open door. That.
I'm doing missile fire fast over here because we're out of time pretty much.
Oh, I got another 3.
I rolled a 7.
I rolled a 6.
One of the gnome, that was on you, on Theon, goes down during missile fire.
Sure.
You realize in 2016, the second highest, it says top 50 lobbying spenders. Like, I'm assuming that's the top 50 lobby.
People have spent money to try to get senators to vote a certain way.
Number 2 on the list was the National Association of Realtors.
Real estate law is huge money. Millions of dollars.
The first one was U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Wow. Kind of weird. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Yeah.
Huh. I see a new color.
Okay.
Number 3, Blue Cross Blue Shield.
9. This is probably our last round, so. 9. 8. 7.
I'm on 7.
Is this Mealy?
Yes.
Hey, melee.
I did miss a part.
Are there any goblins coming my way?
No.
Okay.
There's only one left over there, and he's engaged in melee with Vinter.
Okay. And does Vinter look like he can handle himself in said melee?
He has a short sword. It looked longer a moment ago.
And
he has a pistol, but he already fired it.
That's real?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
Huh? He really has a pistol, yes.
Yeah, we've seen his pistol.
How many goblins?
Can I disbelieve it?
You could. What?
How many goblins in total awake are there?
7.
There are between 10 and 20 at the front line. And there are 2 packs of shortbowmen still further back. And then a scattering of goblins, so probably total maybe 30 to 40. The bowmen being the most dangerous ones, of course.
Do I know if whole person would work on goblins?
You think it would?
Goblins aren't people, too.
And how long does summon monster take to show up? Like, if I summon monster?
It kind of depends on the monster. It's usually a few minutes.
So a couple rounds.
Summon Puff the Magic Dragon.
If it's something that...
yeah. No, it's just a pseudo dragon.
That would have been good to cast while they were still running. This way.
Monster summoning?
It's summon monster one.
So it's actually monster summoning one. And actually, that's instantaneous. It's the when you cast a spell, they appear. They're teleported.
In the book, it says summon monster one, and it's... I think it's
really weird, but anyway, okay. Point is, they're basically transported immediately from wherever they are to here.
Okay.
And at the end of the spell, they have to either find their own way back or... it kind of sucks.
For them. Yeah. But they won't be mad at them, right?
No.
Okay. I'll cast that.
They're predisposed toward the caster.
Excellent. I will cast that.
Yeah. Okay, so you're casting Monster 71. Maybe you'll get goblins.
Probably.
Right.
Seem to be in the area. It's like a bunch of goblins in the front line just turn around and go.
But actually, I'm summoned.
Is he using it?
All right.
Hey guys,
what is it? We're in nine. Is that nine?
I was in seven.
I was in seven.
Okay. I'm at seven.
All right, you're in 7 too. All right, so you've got you easily have three goblins.
Do I need to roll extra initiatives?
No, because you won initiative, so you can do them all first. So, There are Cassette, Mark, yourself, and one gnome versus 13 going on 20. So you easily have three. They're surrounding you, basically.
Okay. You got this, brother.
Overwhelming the line, as it were.
Oh.
Okay.
And they're gobbling this.
Okay.
Roll the hit.
All right.
Three times.
18. 7. 16.
7 is questionable, but I think we were really close to that.
7
before,
plus 4 is 11. Attack move 16, so I hit 5.
2d4.
They are AC 5, nice. So that did hit.
Okay.
So all 3 hit.
They're AC 5, guys.
I'll get 2d4 yep. level 1 creature.
Nice.
Okay. And it does say 1 to
first
4.
First damage is 8.
By the way, yeah.
Something special in your game.
No, I've always played it. They come immediately.
Okay.
First damage is 8.
You're right.
Second damage is 14. Last damage is also 8.
Okay, all 3 dead. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, die!
Do it.
Jake is just having the time of his life.
My AC is actually 6 because of ring protection.
Okay. It's kind of important.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten hit and taken 6 damage if I thought of it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You said he hit exactly.
No, I didn't. I don't think I said he hit exactly. Not an AC 6. He would have had to roll under 10. Yeah. They have an AC. They have a back load 16. So.
They had to roll 9. It's possible to roll under 10. Yeah. It's a 50% chance to roll under 10.
Yeah, I don't think so. I would have, if it's that close, I'll double and triple check. I'll even ask you, do you have a ring of protection? Things like that, because if it's that close. I don't think it was that close. But anyway, okay, so Cassette has a very effective round as well.
How many did she kill?
3.
Oh, man. So she's one up in you.
No, I killed 3.
And then she killed 3. You gotta do better.
Kill for equal.
We're Malacasters. No one does equal.
Okay, and the gnome on the end killed 1. So that's a total of 3, 3, 6, 7.
A cat swim underwater with a fish on his back.
What are you watching?
I don't know.
What? Okay, that is not real. Just so you know.
Okay.
I think it's like a little game or something.
I totally forgot where I was. Is it 7?
It's an Instagram advertisement.
Okay. 6?
Yeah, probably. Tap.
5?
5. Me.
Okay. You got 1 goblin on Beater. He has not acted yet. Neither has the goblin.
What about the one on me?
There isn't one on you. The bowman killed him.
Okay, well, I'm going to swing. Can I attack, move, and then attack?
No.
If I'm the other recorder.
Two-handed view, basically. I know.
Can I attack and then move? Has the goblin
yes.
Yeah, I'm going to attack that guy with both of my attacks.
Hey, look, I found the other recorder. It's in your hand.
Wow.
So you're attacking the guy on
the other recorder.
Yeah. You're going to save Vinter after Vinter saved you?
Actually, I can disbelieve that, and it's not actually there.
He really saved me. I don't believe it.
He could be sculpting reality.
Yeah.
Right before our eyes.
Okay. Make a saving throw.
It's actually a...
I made my saving throw. I don't believe
that's
it. It's paper.
It's actually...
One of them took 8,
candle.
The other one took 4.
You just sculpted reality.
There's only 1.
Recorder.
So
well, it's dead. Away.
Yes. Okay, so you killed the one on Vinter, which means Vinter is unengaged, which actually is good because he goes in four.
And then I am charging toward the front line.
I'm calling you on a recorder.
Okay. I'm calling you on a recorder. I like
we'll go to... What was that, five?
Dude.
Yes, support.
If in 20 minutes okay. Marco's driving...
Any other fours? I'm going to freak out. On the front line. Threes.
Me.
Okay, Dearmund.
Oh, anyone by me?
Oh, no. Three.
Anyone shanking
Aaron's
range?
Aaron's in five because he's not paying attention.
No, I said I was in five and then he just kept going.
Okay, back up a second to five.
Back up like... Well,
I'm
that's
just
like
drawing Eric because I don't want to die.
Okay, so you're taking Eric out of his holster.
Woo!
Let Eric
guide you.
Okay, roll a d20.
Me?
Yep. What's
the
he says, let Eric help you.
13.
As you're drawing him, he says, let Eric help you.
Okay.
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 Eric has quick draw, so you may attack.
What?
Oh, wow.
Eric has quick draw? What is this thing?
One. Does Eric have this? The answer is yes.
You rolled a one.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No one's nearby.
How many gnomes are you killing?
Okay. You no swing. You take out a 3-inch thick tree nearby. The axe goes clean through it. And then that tree goes... falls on the goblin. There's all these branches tangling up the goblin. And he's trying to shrug it off and stab his spear at you at the same time. And you're so excited about that. You're swinging again. And you're like, oh,
is the goblin's still up?
Yeah.
All right.
Just drop the tree.
Really funny.
Four.
Cranking.
Only natural ones.
You and Eric both missed the goblin. He cut some branches, but you missed the goblin.
Wait, shouldn't he have a chance to hit himself?
No.
No, I missed.
Okay.
Because the DM said so.
It still goes. He still goes after the actual enemy.
Once again,
at first,
you're
until
not pushing
it
the, DM.
The actual enemy. Then he's like,
DM's
all right, I'll
absolute.
Jump. Oh, my knee.
Okay, so you hit a lot of tree branches, but that was it. You dropped a tree on the goblin. He will still get to attack at the end of the round, but I'll give him a negative two to hit.
That's fair.
Let's do that now so I don't forget.
Yeah, Matthew
Mercer's
name is not Matthew Mercer.
Okay. That was in four, right?
Five.
Now four. Now three. Dearmund, back to you again. Go.
Okay. Anyone near me?
No.
Any goblins I can get to?
Nope. And they killed the goblins that came around. So you basically got the front line. There are three people up on the front line with a dozen goblins at least.
Well, I must help my brother
out here. Don't forget.
There's goblins out there.
Yeah, the short woman.
How many?
What does?
About five or so in each group.
Can I get my bow out? Yeah. Do that and then fire at one, or would that be next round?
If you drop your swords,
they got flamer, which is totally underpowered.
Three segment three. No,
I'll just cheat them and get my bow out.
Basically, you touch arrows one per segment, and they become flamer.
Yes.
And they have to be discharged within that round or else they burn up. And all they do is catch stuff on fire or do one extra hit point.
That could be useful. Like if you're trying to take down a wooden structure
it should
or
be third level though, is what he's saying.
Just cast fireball if you have
it. Yeah, but fireball is kind of overkill for that sort of thing.
But just memorize fireball four times.
Is there such a thing as overkill?
Are they the same level?
Yeah.
Then it's not really overkill. Fireball is more.
No, it's just.
Okay, the goblins are routing.
The advantage is fireball has a big radius. So you don't want.
Like, well, I can't heal good. Things, and if they're running away, then I'm just going to go attack them.
Okay, so you're going to take parting shots. You can take parting shots on up to three.
Oh, great.
Is this in three?
I was in three.
Beginning in three, yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool. I spell goes off in three.
Okay. And it was, what again?
Monsters.
Okay. Oh, and you'll be able to send your monsters.
Range 3 inches, so I can cast it, summon them 3 inches away, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to summon them out towards the bowcaster, the bowfire.
Yeah. Well, the goblins are beginning to run, so we're going to win. It's just a question of.
Does that mean I can just learn my dagger?
Well, but then they could, whatever you summoned, can pursue the goblins and.
Keep them running,
Do I have to wait till my initiative to start killing goblins that are sleeping?
No, because we're going to drop out of initiative. So we're going to be done.
I got started. Does that count as
goblins are like, run away! That big guy in the metal armor is scary!
Are they like yelling?
How many did you kill? Like,
yeah, yeah.
9, 12? Killed 3 every round.
Retreat,
how confused they were is to see. A bunch
very
of people falling into a pit that they didn't
bad,
believe.
No good, no bad.
I'm pretty sure Baszler's kill count is highest.
30.
It wasn't technically his kill count. It was Fantastic Force's kill count.
Which was cast by
five giant spiders. Can you
fireball someone? It's not his kill. On the it's a fireball kill.
2d4 or
yeah. Any sleepy goblins ever.
Magic casters don't actually get any kills.
So he might have him beat.
Spellcasters don't actually get any kills.
Okay, I go.
Go get those goblins.
So where's the magic? That's like spell magic. We just pop up and kill them.
Right. Their spells are the kill artists.
Okay, so we're dropping out of combat, and we're going
to
kind of end.
Do I technically kill them?
That's like saying you don't get kills.
Oh, yeah, we have to verify that, don't we?
Because
at the end of the round,
he probably can't run away if he's inside a tree.
Under a tree, more like.
He scrambles out from under the tree and is running away, so he is not going to attack you.
Yeah,
but the tree is between you and him, so you're also not going to be able to attack him as he runs to get a free hack. However, you could throw the axe at him. In fact, you will. You will throw the axe at him. Roll to hit.
He doesn't have a choice.
Sweet. Airborne Eric 13. Is
scary. Okay. And roll a d20.
Brunson, no!
Six.
Okay. The axe sticks in the back of the goblin. He stumbles forward, lies on the ground, dead.
Then the axe gets up and starts hacking your friend.
Eric has more ego than you. 13, 4, and 12
are hits.
I will. He said so.
4 is a hit also because
that's plus debatable.
For the party attack.
Don't worry, my ranger was controlled by magic
at 1.2. 11, 11,
so
and 7, 8.
Okay, all three drop.
And Grog.
That's your intelligence plus your wisdom.
Grog wasn't controlled, but his ego was better.
Plus your level. Yeah.
So if I counted correctly, you got 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 bodies.
He fought off a lot.
Yeah. He fought off and it took his soul.
It did take his soul.
Okay, we have to call it. We won't be able to calculate the experience and hand it out. Unfortunately,
can I at least find what my dagger does?
What's that? You should get to know what your dagger was. Okay, remind me where it came from again.
It was the dagger from the box where the magic rod was. The Dovness. Janny found it.
Oh, that Janny found?
Yeah, the with the crystal on the
pommel. I think he said charisma.
Yeah, okay, it's plus two.
Plus two?
Man, we both got
plus two.
Plus two hit and damage.
Jake's longsword that we were pretty sure was magical from the Tomb of Place thing.
Cool.
Minus 28. 38.
Oh, you have the dog overseers thing, by the way. I gave it to you.
Well, I'm seeing.
Yeah, from the little
dog. Well, I'm giving it to you now. The little dog. You now have a little dog
when we gave
statue.
Right after combat, you're like, here, have a dog.
She's like,
thanks for helping me find my stuff. Now I can go back and stop poisoning.
It's really small. It's like this big.
I don't want it. That's not going to count.
And then we had to run out.
What do you left?
I was the one who grabbed it. I just don't want it. Hey, Janet, you want a dog statue?
Sure, I'll take it. If you're just
do I know my dagger is magical?
You don't
want
a dog statue?
Special.
Yeah, you can
special
have a dog
man.
Statue.
Okay. Sweet, I'll figure out what it does and get the XP.
The longsword.
Like,
awesome.
I want to get like another
sword.
Cool one that's actually like, I know it'll be useful.
No, if this
so
does
is that
not
plus
count
one
as my loot.
To hit and
that,
damage?
You just said that.
I don't want it to count as my loot.
Well, it did.
No,
because
I'm not using it.
What
does it matter? We already had this discussion last time.
Well, I was
going to
give it away before
you did a great sword as loot.
No,
it's,
I'm not taking the dog.
I'm
going
to give it to him. Because I don't want the dog.
He's mad. He's still mad that he got the dog statue.
Yeah, if I get a short sword.
And
if the short sword came up, you'd most likely get it. It's not.
Yeah.
It's still going to be what makes sense. Either
well,
because
then
Garrett.
He's going to take it, because I got the dog statue I didn't get.
Maybe because you already have two good short swords. That might happen.
Okay, so.
Still going to be what makes sense.
My minimum
but
damage
the, but also at the same time
figure out
they,
what the dog statue does it could be something awesome
right if
you
don't
need to get experience with
it. I don't know what it does though
my dagger does minimum of 5 damage now
you just like hold it as a
symbol or something
I do 8 to 15
you hold it in your hand try to will it to do something
8 to 19 on large creatures
booga booga
on a backstab
dog statue go dog statue.
I choose you. Dog statue.
Set it on the ground. Will something happen? Throw it on the ground gently. Not too hard because you want to break it.
On a backstab, I do.
I broke it. If it doesn't break,
on a backstab,
if you really don't want it, I'm sure Janny would take it because a dog figurine.
Brunson would
take it. Oh, you don't want a dog figurine?
Brunson's not claiming that as his loot pick because I don't want to.
Wait, you already got a loot pick from that too.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You can do 16 to 32 damage on a backstab.
You'd be able to say, well, you got double loot from that last one.
Okay, can I spend, like, that night, just stay up all night trying to will this thing to do something?
Okay.
Well, like, all night except for 4 hours.
Does stabbing a sleeping goblin count as a combat for my dagger?
No.
All right. All night except for 1 hour, and then I'll cast nap on myself.
I can learn what it does. I'll buy it off you.
All right.
Is it special?
I gotta get home. So like catnap? I will calculate it. So at the beginning of next session, we'll get experience. I'll buy it. Is anyone really close?
Catnap.
No.
Getting a level?
Less than 3,000.
Less than three.
goblins don't add up very fast.
Charisma's included in DJ, right?
Correct.
Hey,
strength.
Hey, I'll buy that dagger off of you. I'll get you out of this.
Oh, okay, so. Yeah, yeah, this curtain's 15.
Nap is.
Hey, Ronald.
You can.
Brenton
43.
You have someone fall asleep, and they sleep as if they had slept 8 hours.
Hey, Brenton.
And you, I think I can do it up to 4 people.
After you get the dagger off.
Wait till you get the experience.
Dude, it's my
but that's an offensive spell.
No.
Hand axe, I'll show you hand axe.
Up to 3 or 4 willing creatures.
Give him the dagger you have for him.
But does it...
I don't know what his does. It might be better.
Long rest.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.